Race drivers, welcome to another Race Driver Coach Show. Today, we're talking about your weaknesses. Now, I get asked a lot, what's the difference between the great drivers and the good drivers? And when people ask me that, they're really after some kind of pointer towards what they must do in order to become what they want to become in their career, because they're always looking and idolizing these drivers and saying they're doing all these things that are so good. When in fact, what we should be looking at are the things that you're not doing so well, the things that are holding you back, because maybe you're doing 10 things good as a champion, but your weaknesses, the things that are really bringing your game down, they're the things that are stopping you showcase yourself or to get the best out of yourself. And that's really, as a coach, that's what I do. When I work with a driver, I've got like over 200, maybe 300 different data points, things I look for in drivers. And if they're doing something really, if a particular driver is doing certain things, like 50 things of them really well, I don't even go there. That's their strengths. That's great. But I just focus on what they're not so good at. So I want to know if they're, you know, what their high speed corners are like, their slow speed, their braking technique, their knowledge about the engineering of the car, their feedback, what they're like in the wet, what's their racecraft like, all these things. And I'm on the hunt for something that they're not doing well. And I'll find them, obviously, if you've got over 200 things that you're looking for, you get quite a good list of things that where it's their shortcomings, it's their the things that are bringing them down. And then it's my job to put in a performance training program that lifts these weaknesses, that makes them better in these areas. And then overall, their game gets better and their results get better. That's the way we look at it. And I want to make sure that you're looking at it in that way. Instead of thinking, oh yeah, I'm really good at the, you know, one lap pace, I'm really good at overtaking and all this. And then you're kind of walking around the paddock with that as your, it's kind of your badge, your shield of this is how good I am. But you know you've got some weaknesses that are bringing you down and you're ignoring them. You'll only go so far in this sport. So I want to make sure that you're getting out your magnifying glass right now and you are exposing the things that are not so good, that are not at the level they need to be if you want to be a professional driver or maintain whatever position you're in. You've got to understand the things that you're not good at. And I want you to be really open. So when you're at a race weekend, obviously, just go there to perform at your best. I would say refrain from thinking, I want to be P1, I want to be the best. Oh, I'm so worried if I don't do well. And having that swimming around in your brain, because it's just going to distract you from being at your best. What I prefer you to do is go to a race weekend, be completely open about getting your backside kicked. You know, uncomfortable with it. If that happens, fine. It means that now we know we need to get to work on certain things. So don't ever fear getting beaten, because it's going to happen anyway, right? It happens to everybody. So I want you to go to race weekends completely open-minded. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to hit my level. I'm going to make sure that I put a good account for myself out there. I actually do my best. So then I know everything about my performance. I know what I'm good at and what I'm not so good at. I prefer that much more than if you go to a race circuit and you're just blaming stuff, right? You're hiding behind excuses like, oh, I got traffic in qualifying, so I couldn't do a lap, or I made a mistake, or somebody took me out, or I had a mechanical failure. I would prefer you to go to a race weekend and pretend that everything is your fault. So if you got traffic in qualifying, it's your fault that you didn't position yourself better. If the gearbox breaks down, maybe it's your fault because you were too aggressive with the gearbox. You're smashing it over the curb. If somebody took you out, then maybe it's your fault for positioning yourself in that place. If somebody's holding you up in a race, it's your fault that you didn't out-qualify them. So the first port of call is to put everything on your shoulders. You've got to. Because it puts you in control. Instead of letting all these different things influence the result, it's like, hang on a minute. I'm going to ask myself, is there anything that I could have done different that would have avoided it or made the situation less impactful over the result? This is you looking for your weaknesses. And it has to start with honesty and accountability. Whatever happens out there, it's my fault. Even if it's not true, the champions in this world see things that way very often. Not so many race drivers, but a lot of people in other sports really see things in this way. Just pretend that everything's your fault, because then it makes you accountable and look at it, and it exposes parts of your game that you can work on. Being a race driver isn't like being a sports person in other sports. Like, for example, football, right? Soccer. If you're not so good at shooting, you know, you don't think that you've been proven to not be the best shot, then there's other positions on the pitch that you can be put in, like a defending, goalkeeper, midfield, whatever, that you don't need to shoot so often. So you can have a weakness, but it's fine. You need to know your strengths. And with these strengths, we can position you in the team, because collectively, you have all the qualities needed to be a good side. With a race driver, you're kind of like a one-person band, which means you have to take care of everything. You do need to be good in the wet and on the first lap and the start and overtaking and defending, focusing on the job in hand, putting a good lap time in when you've got people in the mirror. All these things, over 200 that you said, these data points that I look at, you've got to be pretty damn good at. So I'm afraid that you can't just go through life saying I'm strong at these things and that will get me through, because the weaknesses will always trip you up. You have got to know exactly what your weaknesses are. So I want to finish off the video by saying, next time out, understand, have a little list of things that you know you should have done better. And then when you get back from the race weekend or the test event, whatever it is, you start working on them. And then the next time out, you make this list, things I need to improve for next time out. And if you stay there and you keep working on these things, you'll bring them up and your overall game will, you'll just be a different kind of driver. And given a season of just going to a circuit like that, really hungry to find out what you suck at, takes the pressure off, makes you improve as a driver. And I don't think there's anything going to stop you.